Back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, as we continue our MLB news and notes, our conversation with our very own from YSR, Andy Pondillo. Let's shift gears now. Let's come to our home base. Let's talk about the Houston Astros. This is a team that's in a full collapse mode. What in the world is going on?
Well, they need something. I think they need the Batman or something to come save them. You know, the funny thing is, though, is Houston fans won't tell you this, but right now they're actually still control their own destiny for the second wild card spot. They play 5-4 through their last 9, 6-3. Somehow they'll probably still get in the playoffs, but right now it feels in Houston like it's impossible to win a series, especially when they're playing the Rangers this weekend, a team that they haven't been able to solve all season. It's been a mixture of everything. It's hard to even point fingers at times with the Astros right now because you don't know where to point them as a team has just struggled versus pretty much every opponent trying to scrape by any way they can.
So what is the key to getting this team trending in the right direction to try to salvage their season so that they can make the playoffs?
I feel like there's been some moments in September, especially this week, the last game of the Angels series. They take a big lead. They're about to win the series. You have a lead in the eighth inning. They trailed 3-0. They score 4 unanswered runs. And then you bring in the bullpen, and the bullpen blows up. And that's been consistent with the Astros this season, a bullpen ERA, or this month, rather, a bullpen ERA of over 6. The bullpen ERA before that throughout the year was hovering in the high 2s to 3s. So definitely a big transition and really has been a little bit on everybody when it comes out of that bullpen. And it really defeats morale when you lose a game late in the eighth inning and the ninth inning. It continuously keeps happening. And you already know that people think you're collapsing. If the team's trending downward, you've lost the lead that you had all year to the Rangers. And then you get blown up in the eighth inning. So really, I feel like it's got to be on the bullpen to fix what's going on. It's, though, when you get to this point, when you've collapsed this much, when you've fallen back, a lot of times these teams, we've seen it with the Brewers last year, we've seen it with the A's last year, it is really hard to get out of this. And without a good veteran leader in the middle of the lineup, the Astros have a lot of young talent, a lot of trending upward talent. This is where you really need that guy, and I don't know if they have it.
I mean, is it reminiscent? I mean, who does it remind you of teams in the past? I mean, I'm thinking about when the Rangers blew that 5-game lead with 8 games left.
Yeah, the Rangers.
Yikes.
That's the funny thing is the Rangers have taken this lead, and it looks like they're trending in such a good direction. You know, they're the team that it feels like has had the collapse years in recent years. When you think of collapses, you think of them, you think of the Mets. You know, both of them are in positions to do that this year, which is kind of funny. I was just thinking about it yesterday, is that we have these two teams that are hot that people are getting excited about, but yet they're the two organizations that I feel like are always prone to these end-of-year just debacles that happen. And you know, it's getting close to where they could be out of that range with only 9 games left, 10 games left for a lot of these teams. All they really got to do when you have that type of lead is just don't play terrible. Don't have a 3-7 or a 2-8. You know, just play 4-6, 5-5, and they should be a lock to get in.
Well, hopefully they'll finish the 2015 season on a high note and strong. But just looking ahead, I mean, what's the forecast? I mean, what kind of moves could they potentially be making in the offseason to bulk up even on this roster?
Well, the Astros, they've got to definitely figure out what's going on with the bullpen. The bullpen's been great all season. Collapses at the end. Do you have to reform that entire bullpen again? And you know, it's not easy to do. You go there, you get the guys, you pay them, you think they're going to do well, and for the most part they have. It's just they've struggled at the most inopportune time of the year. I feel like there still could be some work done there. You could try and draft some relievers, look for college closers. You know, generally you don't go into a draft looking for relief pitchers because there's so much you have to try and fix, whether it be offense, starting pitching. But at this point, the Astros, maybe not the first round, maybe not the second round, heck, maybe not until the seventh, but they need to start compiling some big arm guys that could get to the majors soon, maybe some college guys that can fix that. As for the offense, it's going to take a veteran offensive player in this lineup to try and keep things steady. They do have that. You would think Jed Lowry, Carlos Gomez, but you can never have enough. I would look for them to look for maybe a corner outfielder free agent, maybe trade Gattis and swap him for something of someone that maybe is more of a complete hitter. Maybe they go after a catcher. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can go with the Astros. It's not like this team is going to be horrible next year. It's not like this is just going to blow up and they're not going to be back. They've got a bright future. There's just some areas maybe they need to tweak.
Are the Astros, are they mentally tough? Because it sounds like they're, you know, as you're talking about falling apart down the stretch.
I feel like they're mentally tough. I think even the most mentally tough teams do fall apart down the stretch. We've seen this happen to a lot of young teams, and it's part of being a young team. It seems to happen a lot more to them. And really, the Astros, 70 wins last year. They were projected to win 90 midway through the season. That would have been a 20-game increase, which is almost unheard of in baseball.
Right.
I mean, we always got to remember, MLB and NFL are different. In the NFL, you can see a team go 2-14 one year and then go 13-3 the next. Baseball, that's very unlikely. It's usually more of a gradual type thing. And maybe a lot of people believe the Astros played above their heads for a long time, and this is their way of evening out. I don't know if that's necessarily true because they've lost a lot of one-run games, and you're in those one-run games. It's not like you're getting pounded. You can win all of them, and they haven't been able to do that. So, you know, I feel like maybe the long season starts to wear down these young players as well. They've got to get a veteran in that middle of the lineup, in my opinion, that's more of a steady contributor, so you're not depending on Altuve and Correa to constantly steal the show.
Let's talk about one of the deepest teams in baseball when you talk about pitching, and that is the Cardinals. How good are they?
They're really good. I mean, I like the Cardinals a lot in postseason play, and the interesting thing is that every year it's either the Giants or the Cardinals coming out of the National League in the World Series, and that's been for quite some time. It's an odd year, so there's no Giants in the playoffs, so you know, if you're betting who's going to the World Series, if history repeats itself, the Cardinals should be going this year. But believe me, in the National League this year, they surely will be tested.
Talk to me about Molina. How good is he?
I mean, Molina is a coach on the field. I mean, literally, I don't know if there's a guy more valuable. There's certainly guys in that lineup, a Matt Carpenter, who's putting up awesome numbers this year, Jason Hayward, who gets on base all the time. But you can't tell me that there's not one guy more important to a team what Yadier Molina does with the pitching staff. To me, there's no question that when these pitchers come from other organizations, when the Cardinals draft pitchers, and they always find success in St. Louis, it's part of the system, yes, but it's also having that catcher there, a defensive mastermind, a guy that controls the running game, a guy that frames balls extremely well, and a guy that's going to coach these young pitchers. Molina is as important to any team as I think any power hitter is to a middle of a lineup. And with him injured now, a torn ligament in his left thumb, I don't know how he's going to catch the ball. But if he's going to come back in the playoffs and try to play through this, he's one of the toughest guys I've ever seen.
Okay, the final weekend in September, our very own Andy Pondillo with us with our MLB news and notes. And I want to get this on the record. Who do you think? Give me your pronostications and forecast. Andy, who's going to win it all this year?
That is tough to predict right now when you look at this situation. It is real. It's very difficult this season compared to others. So I feel like you have a bundle of teams in the American League that's just kind of, they could do it, but you're not positive. You go to the National League, you have a bundle of pretty good teams. I think we'd all handicap the Cardinals to be the number one. Without Yadier, I think that really opens it up for everybody to compete. So if I'm just picking a team right now, I'm going to stick with the Dodgers. It's not because they have the best team. It's because they had the best 1-2 punch in their starting rotation.
Yes.
And I feel like at some point, if these two guys ever figure it out in postseason play, that will supersede depth. And I usually am a depth guy. I like deep lineups. I like deep bullpens. The Dodgers don't necessarily have either of those. They do have two guys that completely shut teams down when they're on. And when they're on, it's almost impossible to beat them.
And perhaps they can end that 26-year drought for the title. Andy Pondillo, been with us each and every week at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Thank you, Andy.
Always fun.
Okay, stick around. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number two.